This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. The Cal Poly Theater Department is exploring a new type of storytelling. Beth Thornton has more on the experimental audio production students made right from their homes.
Take a deep breath in. Now blow it out against the glass. Use your finger to draw a house. It doesn't have to be good. Start with the foundation.
That's from the Cal Poly audio play called Shelter. Student actor Jessica Sater wrote and recorded the story that she calls My Dream House.
My Dream House is an interactive story where essentially I am leading the audience through some exercises of like drawing on their window pane and talking about a dream house and a house in a world that's perfect.
Theater professor Karen Hendricks-Bolin says she got the idea for the spring production while packing up her belongings for a recent move.
And having so many moments in our homes right now, maybe we should just take that as a hint that it's something to investigate.
In the past, Cal Poly had at least three live performances during the school year. Since the pandemic, everything from performances and acting classes to rehearsals has moved online. So Hendricks-Bolin says the theme of sheltering was something her students could relate to.
Some of the stories that will be born out of talking about your home are beautiful. Some are whimsical. Some are melancholy. Some are hard. But it's something that is universally shared.
The audio play combines several short productions made by the students in their living spaces, whether that's a dorm, apartment, or at home with their parents. Hendricks-Bolin says students received audio equipment to ensure high-quality recordings.
We shipped sound kits to each of the actors. So that included microphone, other technology to hook up to their devices.
Jessica says Professor Hendricks-Bolin asked the actors to produce autobiographical stories about home. Students practiced by writing about chairs, cups, and other household items. Ultimately, Jessica says she decided to tell her story of a dream house.
I was in middle school, and we all know middle school kind of sucks. I have divorced parents, and every kid's dream when they have divorced parents is to have them be together. And so I was waiting for my brother in the car, staring out the window, drawing a house, and I suddenly was in this different world. Inside was just a harmony of laughter coming from my mom and dad in the kitchen. And we have like all these pets running around, like dogs and cats, and I somehow know all their names.
In addition to the audio play, Shelter includes art installations in downtown San Luis Obispo. Students who normally design sets and costumes pivoted to make Shelter-inspired artwork. The art will be housed in plexiglass boxes at various locations and storefront displays. You can listen to Shelter free beginning March 6th. Find more information by visiting the Cal Poly Theater and Dance webpage or the website pacslo.org. For the KCBX Arts Beat, this is Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.